Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Can you hear me now, my elder?
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you. I can hear you well.
Is that much better?
Yes, much better.
Lovely,
better.
Lovely. Now, we want to talk to you about why the devil, what did he sin? That's the VOP lesson. I'm hoping that you're going to be addressing this question this afternoon. It's actually an old age question for any and every Christian who wishes to... who wishes this world had never actually fallen into sin. Why did this guy sin? But this is the question that today's lesson seeks to respond to. Now, Elder, God created a perfect angel. Please describe the perfection of this particular angel and why he was different to the other angels.
Lucifer was not ordinary. According to Ezekiel, I think that we read yesterday, it was Ezekiel chapter 28. It describes Lucifer as the seal of perfection, full of wisdom, perfect in beauty, and every precious stone was his covering. It says you are an anointed cherub who covers the seat of God. You were perfect in your ways from the days you were created till iniquity was found in you. So we established, number one, that Lucifer was the seal of perfection. God placed a stamp of excellence upon him. Number two, he was full of wisdom, not just smart, but divinely enlightened. And then you discover, number three, that he was also perfect in beauty. So his appearance was glorious, like a walking reflection of God's own artistry. And then you discover that the last part was that he was anointed to cover. He stood next to the throne of God, symbolically presenting a direct access to God's divine presence. So he was not just any angel, but he was the covering cherub, possibly the highest ranking created being in the human in the heavenly entrust, in the heavenly beings. So with great authority and also with great influence and also with great beauty.
Now, what happened? What actually took place? How did such a perfect being, as you describe, descend into what we now know as the devil?
Yeah. This is basically, like I say, the tragedy that befell the devil. It began in his heart. So pride was the root, which we find in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 14. It gives us basically a peek into his thoughts. And then we spoke yesterday that he speaks and says, "I," five times, "I will ascend to heaven. I will exalt my throne. I will be like the Most High." So Lucifer wasn't just content with God's glory, with being a reflection, because Lucifer means a light bearer. He was not content to reflect God's glory. He wanted God's position himself. So he stopped being thankful and started being envious. Instead of humility, he chose to exalt himself. So he turned to his freedom. He turned his freedom into rebellion and basically infected others with this rebellion and his lies. In fact, if you read Revelation chapter 14, it says that he drew a third of the angels with him. So Lucifer stopped worshiping and started competing. This is what you see. And worship ends where this is where worship ends and war begins. This is where he becomes self-righteous, even in heaven.
Yeah, you know, it's just exacerbating. I'm just taking a deep sigh because, and as I think about it, I'm like, we should really not be in the messed up situation we find ourselves today. Now, would you say being created so beautifully was the problem? I mean, is the problem that when God makes someone so beautifully gifted, talented, and intelligent at the same time, doesn't he expect excellence from his people in any case?
That's a very profound one. You know, in most cases, sometimes one might make bread to cut knife. I mean knife to cut bread, and then someone else takes that knife and uses it somehow in a different manner. The problem is not the knife, but the problem is the wielder of the knife and the intentions of the wielder. So the problem was not Lucifer's beauty or his gifts. The problem was what he did with them. So gifts that God gives us are a blessing, you know. But when we start worshiping the gift itself instead of the giver, it becomes dangerous. God expects us to live in excellence, but we also he also expects us to live in humility and in dependence and in gratitude to him. You know, this is what we find in the book of First Peter, where he reminds us, where he reminds us that God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
Mm.
So being gifted is not a sin.
Mm-hmm.
Being proud of the being proud of the giver brings glory to God,
mm-hmm.
but being proud of yourself eventually brings ruin to yourself.
Mm.
So your gifts. This is what I always say, that there are some of the gifts that God has given us, not so that they can be ours, but so that we can be a conduit to other people. So your gifts should lift up others, not lift up your ego.
It's quite interesting, though, that your highly, highly, highly gifted individuals will somehow fall into pride. Is this a given?
I would say it's not always a given, because there are some people that realize that the gift itself does not belong
to them.
It belongs to the giver of the gift. If you look at the likes of, let's start in heaven. Gabriel was there, but he never fell. You know, they recognized that the strength that they have, and even the beauty, belongs to God. You know, so it's not always a given. You will find here on earth that there are people like Job, who, though being the richest man, was one person that prayed a lot. So it's not always a given that when you have much, you're going to sin. It's not always a given. Yeah.
We do find then that when a certain individual is praised and told that you are the best, and no one matches your standard, not you don't even have a second coming next to you in as far as these gifts are concerned, somehow and inadvertently, that pride goes up. Is there a way one would maybe manage these accolades and compliments so that they don't get the better of them?
I think basically it comes back to the verse that we read in the book of Peter, recognizing that God actually resists the proud. And not only that, but also realizing that we are just but dust. You know, but the Creator himself, recognizing that everything that we belong, you know, when the writer writes, it says, for in him we live, we move, and we have our being. So we understand that everything that is around us, everything that we do, everything that we accomplish is not because we can, but it is because of God himself.
He has made it possible.
Yes.
Well, please round up the lesson for us, and what nuggets can we take home with us?
I think, first of all, is that we realize that even though Lucifer sinned in heaven, God didn't destroy him immediately. He gave him time. He reasoned with him. He allowed the universe to see the true nature of rebellion. And this is where you realize that God is merciful. Number two, we realize that there is the power of pride. Pride blinded Lucifer to reality, and he saw himself as equal to God. So basically, pride twists wisdom and it poisons beauty, and it eventually made him irrational. That's how powerful pride is. It destroys even, it distorts even the truth. So we also recognize that there's consequence in rebellion. So there are consequences of rebellion. So pride turns angels into devils. This is one thing that we realize. It basically, you realize that when pride turns angels into devils, then you realize that there is still the mercy of God, which delays the judgment of God. But rebellion always has a price. Now, I'm reminded of one thing that you spoke about yesterday, when you spoke about the verse that says that God says, I actually start. I've forgotten how you had phrased it.
Well, the verse is in Isaiah. He says, "Yeah, he says, I make good, I create evil.
Yes,
I, the Lord, make all these things."
You know, when I actually took some time to go back to that verse, and actually ties down to what we are saying. This is where you realize that where it says destruction here. It refers to God's judgment, that even though God may be merciful towards us, but eventually there has to be judgment for everything that we do. There are consequences. So at the end of the day, you realize that even though we may start, God may be merciful towards us, at the end of the day, they're supposed to be a price that has to be paid. So what I can say is that Lucifer fell because he forgot his creator. But let that not be the reason for us. Our reason to rise is because we will remember our creator.
Beautiful stuff. My elder, I must thank you so much for your time and coming through this afternoon. Blessings and blessings indeed, and have a fantastic week ahead.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and God bless.
Blessings. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.